Warriors face the Phoenix Suns on Monday night at Oracle Arena in what will be the final home game before the All-Star break, and on Saturday night with the Spurs visiting Klay Thompson with a game-high 25 points and 5 3-pointers. Stephen Curry with 3 threes and a 17.8 assist night. All Warriors starters with double-digit scoring efforts, as on his birthday, Zaza Pachulia delivers 12 points on the way to a victory over San Antonio, 122-105 the final. Here's Coach Kerr.
Yeah, I thought that was the story of the game, was our bench play and the way those guys straightened everything out for us. You know, we gave up 37 points in the first quarter. Defense wasn't there. We were getting carved up. And as usual, that group came in and just settled us down. And then got a lot of good contributions, too. JaVale stayed ready, you know, and played really significant minutes for us tonight. Came in, did an excellent job. Andre, Sean, they were both great, and you know, Klay was really good with that group as well. So it's a nice effort.
Did that feel like almost the same script as last game? Go down 10 early, second quarter you come back, third quarter you blow them out.
Yeah, it felt like we got going a little bit earlier this time. I felt like we played 3 good quarters tonight, you know, pretty much 2 through 4. Whereas the other night it felt like maybe a quarter and a half, but it was the same formula in terms of falling behind early and having to dig our way out of the hole a little bit.
Hey, Steve, right over here. It seemed like JaVale had a good stretch in the third quarter where you know, he got some blocks and he kind of made some plays. What did you see from him today?
Just big energy. I mean, that's what JaVale does. You know, he brings that speed and energy, and he was anticipating plays, got a couple blocks, and ran the floor hard, and the crowd loves him here, and so he brought a lot of juice tonight. That was great.
How is he? You know, he's been in and out of the lineup. It seems like he's handled that well. How's he handled
it? Handled it well. He's a pro. You know, JaVale's such a good guy, good teammate. This has not been an easy season for him, and things haven't fallen into place. But he's handled it well, and he's stayed ready as he showed tonight.
Hey, Steve, what does it mean to you? You got 250 wins as a coach, and that was like I think the fastest pace anyone's ever gotten.
Yeah. It's actually 211. Luke got 39. Raymond has been very clear about that. Raymond continues to point that out every single day. So
why don't you get credit for the final points? Shouldn't it be 47?
Yeah. Two different separate
crap.
And can we eliminate the losses that Luke accrued while I was out? There were 4 of them, for God's sakes. I don't know why I have to take those. No, it just means that I inherited a hell of a team with an amazing, talented group of players.
Coach, McCaw got the backup minutes for Klay in the first and third quarter. What are you looking for in that spot, because you've been trying guys out, and how do you think he filled that responsibility tonight?
Yeah, I thought Patty was good. Both Pat and Nick will continue to play a role. It'll just depend on what we need. You know, if we need, if there's a matchup we like defensively, I may go with Patty. If I think we need scoring and spacing, I may go with Nick. Both guys just have to stay ready.
When David West gets going like that, how much tougher does it make your second unit?
Well, we run so much of our offense through David. You know, he's such a great passer, and obviously he can knock down that shot. He was 6 for 6 tonight. So he seems to be doing that every night. You know, I don't know what he's shooting on the year, probably better than 60%, but he's a huge part of that group. He's kind of the fulcrum of the offense when we play that group together, and does a lot of great things for us.
Did the Klay Thompson poster dunk surprise you like it seemed to
a little bit.
The whole building?
Yeah. Excited our guys. They love when Klay dunks. So that was he took off from pretty far out. I wasn't sure he was going to get there.
The Spurs, they continue to kind of play well without their full complement of players. What is it about their system, that organization, Pop, that allows them to compete with teams as good as you guys for as long as they do without their main guys?
Just execute all game. I mean, you look at the stats, 30 assists and 10 turnovers tonight. You know, they just don't make many mistakes. Every cut is a hard cut. Every time they catch the ball, they're in an attack mode, and so they're constantly putting pressure on you. And they run good stuff. You know, they're been together for years, so they're very familiar with each other, and put a lot of pressure on you. And they're just they are who they are. You know what's coming, but you know they're going to stay consistent. And you know, here they are in third place in the West. You know, without Kawhi, all year.
Steve, with what you've been talking about this past week, which is some of the struggles, when you look at this final week ahead, what do you hope the team can do before the All-Star break?
I hope we can win two games. That's about it. No, I like the excuse me, I like the upward trend from the last two games, especially the second half of the Dallas game, and then you know, tonight's effort. I think our defense is getting better, and we seem to be finding some better energy. So it'd be great to close the schedule before the break with a couple good efforts defensively. That's the main thing we're looking for.
Coach, so much of what the Spurs do on offense is similar to what you guys do. Does it feel weird to kind of see so much mirroring going back and forth when you're watching them play?
You know, not really, because, you know, obviously I played for Pop and I took a lot of things from him, but so has the whole league. You know, so when I play or when we play against Denver, I see a lot of the same stuff that Denver's doing. I see it with San Antonio. So a lot of people have just taken from the Spurs because, you know, they've been the best franchise in the league for 20 years, and they run beautiful stuff, and it's a great way to play basketball.
And after Monday night's game against the Suns here at Oracle Arena, the Warriors head to Portland to take on the Trailblazers on Wednesday night before the All-Star break. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.